Big Show serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us momentarily. Talk about the Bucks and Celtics kicking off their season tonight. But first, Gary has a few words about his favorite car dealership.
Guys, there are a lot of things that have been going on in 2020. And my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas is trying to make it easier for a couple of people out there if they can. The 2020 International Autos Car Giveaway. That's right, guys. You heard me. Car Giveaway. This has been a year full of turbulence for so many. And so many individuals and their families have gone through the hardest year of their lives. The International Autos Group wants to give back to members of the community in need by giving away two new cars. You're right, guys. Two new cars. Please submit your story or submit on behalf of someone else who you think most in need of a car. And you can go to HyundaiWestDallas.com.
In the I did not know this category, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl is going on right now. Georgia Southern is up 14-0 on Louisiana Tech.
No.
Yeah. Had no idea that was even being
now,
played.
Now, throw this in here, too. Did you know they were playing the tag championship today?
No, I did not.
Yeah. It's like tag. You go and touch. You like T-Tag. Remember that, Gary? You used to play tag? I'm sure Eric
Nagy. Well, just so you know, I used to play in that. I've won 5 national championships.
I believe that.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
I'm for real now.
Yeah, so am I.
No, I believe it.
Yeah. Okay,
me
Eric,
and,
you
got
to go through a maze. You remember when I used to play?
Tag. Yeah, two-hand touch football. He's talking about tag, Gary. Like you would play on the playground. Tag. Just tag.
Yeah, same thing.
Not the same thing. Eric Name joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
What's up,
Eric,
Name?
I'm assuming you've played tag quite a bit growing up.
He played tag.
Yes, I've played some tag before.
I've heard rumors that you and Matt Velasquez would play tag on the road last year.
I don't know about that.
That's not true. Yeah, no. Yeah, okay, no. Eric. Boston and the Bucks tonight. I said earlier, I really wouldn't be all that surprised if they lost to the Celtics tonight. At this point, early on in the season, got a lot of new guys on this team. DJ Augustine, I don't think he's going to probably play right. So I just wouldn't be all that surprised if they end up losing this one tonight.
Yeah, Bud said DJ Augustine is going to be out with a left calf strain. He did that in the second preseason game, so he's been dealing with that since. So no, they won't have EJ Augustine. And yeah, I mean, I think my expectations for the team are incredibly high for the season. Obviously, they kind of fall in line with what the team is, where they're thinking about a championship, and that's kind of the goal: get through the Eastern Conference, get to the NBA Finals, see what you can do. But I think early in the season, it's going to be pretty rough. You know, they've had, if you look at the continuity kind of rankings, how many people you have back from last year, half the roster is gone. So half the roster has been overturned. 50% of the returning minutes will come back this year. So they are, you know, I think it's fourth lowest in the league as far as how many minutes from the year before return. So it's going to be, I think, a little bit of, you know, a process where these first couple weeks, they're going to have to figure out exactly how they play. And, you know, like the starting lineup isn't going to be all that different. You're going to see a lot of the same guys, and they're going to have a pretty good idea what to do. But, you know, as soon as you get into that bench, there's just a bunch of new guys. And they're going to have to see how it goes, and they're going to have to feel this out. And, you know, I think on top of it, I mean, I watched some basketball last night, and I was happy the NBA was back, but I didn't think it was pretty. I didn't think I really saw a whole lot that would suggest that all these dudes are ready to go, and this is going to end up being, you know, pretty basketball out of the gate. So I think there's a little bit of ways yet for the whole league, and, you know, especially a Bucks team that, I mean, turned over half its roster.
Exactly. That's why I love having you on. You got to keep it measured. You know, full disclosure, I'm a Lakers fan. I wasn't freaking out because they lost to the Clippers. Who cares? I'm waiting. Because I know that's what everybody want to do, Eric. They don't want to go through this regular season. That's why everybody's saying the Bucks are a regular season team. Can we get on with the playoffs? But we got to play this thing out first. I'm a big Budenholzer fan. Okay, I don't know about all these other. So all the spotlight to me, Eric, is on him, because I want him to quiet all these people down, like he can't make adjustments, he can't do this, like he forgot how to coach. The guy can coach. It's a part of the process, and I think Bucks fans are going to be so happy either this year or next year. They're going to be holding up that trophy, and they're going to be like, I remember that time we were fussing over nothing, but we got the best coach right here. So my thing, the focus is on Budenholzer tonight.
Yeah, I think with Bud this year, it is absolutely, when you look at where the responsibility is, when you look at this team taking the next step, a lot of it lays at his feet. He is the one that has to figure out exactly how to get this team to the next level. They've put together systems that have made the Bucks the best regular season team in the league the last 2 years. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's one thing that I've been kind of interested to see. I know there's a lot of pressure and there is not a ton of patience from Bucks fans or really any fan base when you have the league's back-to-back MVP. But I think there's, you know, something to be said for this isn't Jason Kidd. Like, Mike Boonholzer isn't Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was getting out-coached every night. His teams weren't in the top at either the offensive or defensive end during the regular season. Like, they were struggling and trying to figure out how to win regular season games. That hasn't been the case with Bud. Like, clearly there's some smart things that he's done that make sense. But they have to figure out a way to get through the postseason. And I think that's where the hang-up is, and I think that's why so much responsibility is going to be put onto his shoulders, because he's the one that has to figure out, you know, what, as Giannis so eloquently put it the other day, you know, what's their second punch? What is their counterpunch? Their first punch is we're going to play great defense. We're going to protect the rim. We're going to get out and run. We're going to get easy shots. We're going to get early threes. And sometimes that's going to run teams out of the gym. That's going to be a 30-point win just because you have a bunch of talent. That system makes sense. And you're going to be good to go. But other times it's not going to work. And I think that's going to be the big question this regular season is what kind of reps are they getting in during those moments? Is there more switching going on defensively? Offensively, are you running more pick and roll? Are you putting Giannis in different positions in the post? Are you putting Brooke Lopez in different positions in the post? Where's Drew Holiday? How is he a part of it? What is Chris Middleton doing? You know, how does Dante DiVincenzo fit in? So to me, I don't know if we get those answers tonight, but that will be the persistent question throughout this season is, okay, you won that game, but what in that game is going to help you in the postseason? Because that is the question this team has to answer. I have no doubts that this team is going to be a very good regular season team again. They have too much talent. They're too well coached. They will win a bunch of regular season games, but it is very obvious at this point that that is not what matters anymore. If this team is going to take the next step, it has to be about the postseason. So that means the regular season has to be an extension of that. How are you getting better for the postseason during the regular season?
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. News coming out while we were talking. I saw you retweeted it as well. Sham Sharania of Stadium and of The Athletic saying that the Bucks have decided, according to his sources, to pick up the fourth-year option on Dante DiVincenzo. I can't imagine anybody is surprised by this, Eric, considering he is their starting shooting guard at this point.
Yeah, they had a couple more days to do it. I think the 29th was the deadline. And Shams and I kind of talked, and we're thinking they were getting close, and obviously, now they have done it. So not too much of a surprise. And honestly, it was kind of interesting getting to talk with John Horst a little bit yesterday at a media availability where, you know, he really talked about how much they're expecting out of Dante and, you know, how this could be a big year. And talking with people around the league, like our own John Hollinger at The Athletic said, you know, if you're looking for most improved player this year, I'm picking Dante. That's my pick for the year, that he's going to be the one that takes home the award at the end of the year. And when you look at his logic and his reasoning, it makes sense. Like, this dude could become a starter. He could start playing 30 minutes a night. He could get more shots. All of a sudden, you know, if he bumps up into that 15 points per game range, all of a sudden you're talking about a pretty impactful starter. I'm not sure he'll get that high. Maybe it'll stay around 12, 13, somewhere in there. But there's a big opportunity for Dante this year. So, yeah, obvious that the Bucks would pick up his fourth-year option. And then, you know, we'll see what happens this year. If he makes it interesting, then, you know, he gets to be a part of those contract extension discussions that we've seen this week from all these other players around the league, from that fourth year going into your fifth year.
You know, Eric, I want to get back to what Leroy kind of alluded to a little bit, if I can. Is there a Budenholzer watch as far as, is there a lot of pressure on him to get to a certain level this year? I know Steve was talking to me about the other day that they're the top five, top nine people who may lose their jobs. It's too early for me to even really be talking about this, but is there some sort of thing around right now where there's people that are looking at him and going to judge him on how far this team goes this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Sparky must mention the odds to you in Vegas,
yes,
and you know where he's at
there.
Yeah,
the odds.
You know, at the Athletic, we did a survey with all of our writers, and Bud was the guy in the hottest seat. And I do think there is some of that talk around the league. And the big reason is, you know, you can't waste MVP seasons. Like you only get so many of those, and you got to find a way to capitalize in the postseason. So I do think there has been a lot of pressure put on Mike Budenholzer from this front office, from the organization. I mean, and even in some ways from Giannis, right? That, you know, Giannis knows that he probably ain't winning an MVP until he gets another ring. So, all right, coach, what are we doing to get that done? So I think there is a lot of pressure on him internally. And obviously, as you can tell from Vegas odds and from us doing a survey at the Athletic, externally as well. Like, I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike Budenholzer to figure out, okay, what is that next step? And, you know, I think he's going to continue to feel that throughout the regular season. I know, you know, I'll be asking regularly if they do something a little bit different, if they change things up a little bit, you know, okay, is that an adjustment you're making for the postseason? Are you thinking about this? Are you thinking about how this helps going forward? Those are going to be the questions this year. And, you know, I think a large part of that is because everyone thinks they're talented enough that they're going to dominate in the regular season like they have. And then, you know, you go to the postseason, and that's really where that pressure cooker happens.
I'm talking with Eric Name here on the Wendy's Big Show. One last one for you. I agree that he should be on the hot seat. Totally with it. Been saying it since the bubble. My only thing on all of this is the role that Giannis is going to play in this. You know, they went and did what they did with Kidd, and then the report was, well, you know, Giannis tried to offer to try and make a call on Kidd's behalf to save him. He loves Budenholzer by all indications as well. They want to keep Giannis happy at the same point. I just don't know how this all works without, you know, making Giannis mad if they do decide to move on from Budenholzer.
Yeah, I think it's really tough. I wrote it in my season preview yesterday that, you know, they're entangled no matter what. Like their success and their failures are intertwined. That, you know, we didn't see Giannis take that step to be an MVP until Budenholzer came around.
Right.
And Budenholzer came through and he said, all right, this is what we're going to do on offense, because guess what? It puts Giannis in the best position and we're going to get the most out of Giannis. And this is what we're going to do on defense, because guess what? This is going to get the most out of Giannis, and this is going to be the way that we can maximize everything that he does. Those two things have not led to postseason success. And, you know, from their perspective, from Giannis's perspective, it is about getting a ring. It's about getting a championship.
Mm-hmm.
That means there probably has to be some uncomfortable conversations. You know, that means, okay, maybe on defense, we're not going to let you be the free safety anymore. We're going to have to play you more as a center, and you're going to have to switch and do some more things, all of which Giannis is fully capable of and should be very good at. But, you know, that's going to be a change. And offensively, maybe that means instead of you bringing the ball up the floor every time and facing the wall, we got a guy in Jrue Holiday that's really good in the pick and roll. So that means you're just going to catch passes and dunk a little bit more. You're not going to get to have the ball as much. These are tough conversations, especially for a dude that could just, you know, respond when you say, hey, we're going to do things differently. Why? I won two MVPs in a row. Why are we doing anything different? So I think together they are intertwined. They are going to have these tough conversations together, right? Like that. This is some give and take. And, you know, I thought Giannis kind of was able to articulate that a little bit the other day when he was talking about how, you know, he was working out on Sunday and Bo was like, dude, go home.
Yep.
Like, you've been here for 90 minutes. And
he's got a bad back, as Budenholzer pointed out.
Right. And again, like that isn't talking about adjustments or philosophy on offense or defense or anything like that. That's just talking about, you know, their relationship and how both these dudes are kind of stubborn and they have to figure this out together. And that's why I do think what you're bringing up is interesting and a relevant part of this conversation is this is, you know, interpersonal relationship management between those two guys on an organizational level. Like, this affects the entire organization, how you figure out what the next step is. So, yeah, I mean, I think if he is on the hot seat and if you do start thinking about getting rid of him, there's going to be some tough conversations, and everyone's going to have to work through this together, and obviously Giannis is a huge part of that.
He is Eric Name. Check all of his stuff out at The Athletic. Thank you so much for coming on, and enjoy opening night.
I will try to do my best of that from my couch.
Even though you're not there in Boston. I understand. Right. Eric, thank you so much.
Right. You guys.
Thanks,
there
buddy.
He is, Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Applying for home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, breathe like Great Midwest Bank. Help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Coming up next, confident, concerned, and curious for the Packers setting into this game against the Titans.
Why does Brad Stevens get a pass, but Bud in his third year got so much heat? Can you explain that to me one of these days?
That's a good one,
Lord. Sure, he doesn't have an MVP. Football's in full mode, and the Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room. Bocce ball, darts, table tennis, all that fun stuff.
A ton of great players.
Awesome food and drink specials. Not MVPs, and I don't know if I'd even say great.
Yeah, you only need to say no MVPs.
Not even sure. I'm not even sure I'd even say great with those guys. You will find all of your favorites on their menu. Good, maybe. From loaded burgers, wraps, wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled up. With all of the extras, start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com for menu and updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Let's get the latest from Mike Clemens and confident, concerned, and curious for one segment because
I'm going to ask you again. You can quit avoiding me. I'm going to ask you again.
Blaine Bishop is coming up at about 3:15, 3:20. The former Titans, four-time Pro Bowl safety to talk about his Titans team coming up this weekend. But next, confident, concerned, and curious with Gary Yelich and Leroy Butler and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, here on The Fan.